In about a month, it will be legal to buy and sell marijuana in Canada. The recreational cannabis industry north of the border is building up to this big moment. Many Canadians are already investing and looking for other ways to enter the business. Of course, weed is also legal in some parts of the U.S., but it's still illegal under federal law. And according to U.S. officials, Canadian marijuana users, workers, and investors risk being barred from entering the United States, maybe even a lifetime ban. Louisa Savage is the executive director of Politico Pro Canada. She broke the story yesterday. Louisa, what's the significance of this announcement?
Well, this is the first time we've heard the most senior official responsible for border operations at U.S. Customs and Border Protection detail exactly how they're going to deal with Canadians after Canada legalizes marijuana on October 17th. The problem is that millions and millions of Canadians cross the border into the United States. And if they are asked, have you ever used marijuana? Or if they are asked, what do you do for a living? And they say, I work for Cannabis R Us. They face a lifetime ban from entering the United States.
So did Canadians not know this until you broke the story?
I think there have been anecdotal stories of people going into the United States and being turned back and facing these lifetime bans. And I want to emphasize what they said to me was not that they're going to interrogate every single Canadian traveler about whether they've ever used pot. However, they said if they see signs or clues, they won't ignore those clues and they will ask.
So here's another hypothetical. A Canadian man or woman crossing the border into Washington State. They get stopped. They get asked. It's determined that they work in the weed industry in Canada. They're entering Washington State where pot's legal. They could still be banned because it's a federal law.
That's the bottom line. The border is under federal law, and under federal law, marijuana is strictly prohibited.
Just to be clear, this is not about the Trump administration. This is a law that was simply on the books, and suddenly people are realizing, or you broke the story, that, wow, this could really affect a lot of Canadians.
Absolutely, and CBP emphasized that to me as well. This is not something that the Trump administration has invented. This is long predates the Trump administration.
If you're Canadian and you get banned for your involvement in the cannabis industry when you're trying to cross the border, is there a way to appeal?
So there is a waiver process. It costs $585 and it takes, I'm told, 6 months, and it's at the discretion of CBP. So if they decide, okay, so you smoked pot once in college and you haven't done it since, we'll make an exception for you and reinstate your ability to cross. But there are no guarantees.
Louisa Savage is the executive director of Politico Pro Canada. Thanks a lot, Louisa.
Thank you.